Nebraska is represented by Bob Boyer. Bob, come on up. The home of ESNS, Nebraska.
Thank you, sir.
How you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
And ESNS is headquartered in Omaha, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
And so I guess your whole state uses ESNS, right?
Say again?
So I guess the whole state uses ESNS?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well,
unfortunately.
Explain these.
So I was told that because we were running a little bit behind that mm-hmm. we didn't need to get into the weeds with the slides.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to back it up to the Nebraska image, I'll just do a high level thing here for real quick.
All right. That'd be great.
So as Brandon has said, we are the home of the largest super secret black box vote counting company in the country, if not the world. And why is, well, there's absolutely no transparency, no verifiability. We can't get any records from any county in the state from our ESNS controlled elections. So our executive, who's responsible for this? Our executive branch. And I'm going to name them by name. Ricketts, our governor. Peterson, our Attorney General, and Evnen, our Secretary of State. They hijacked Nebraska's county elections and gave them to ESNS to be counted, to count our votes in secret. Now, what do you think of that? Yeah, thank you. Our election, the elections belong to you, the people, not to the counties, not to the clerks of the counties, not to the SOS. I think here's a point that hasn't been brought up. I don't think, I might be wrong, but in some places, felons are not allowed to vote. Is that correct?
Yes.
But felons, and maybe even not felons, but just simply unscrupulous people, can own election counting companies or vote counting companies. And there's no law against that. How does that work? Dude, ESNS will not disclose their ownership. So we can't even do a background check on these people.
And by the way, this is, you go with the book Black Box Voting, and I'll speak on that tomorrow for 15 minutes. That book was written by Bev Harris in 2003, and she lists all of these people surrounded around the voting machine industry and inside of it that have indictments, gone to jail,
yep.
Price rigging. I mean, it's just nonstop.
Yep. So if you go read that book, it has some stories. We had a Senator Hagel,
yes.
who was at the top of that of ESNS. And ran for office, and guess what? ESNS elected him. It wasn't the people, it was ESNS. I think that happened twice.
Yes, it did happen twice.
Yeah.
And he miraculously won all kinds of places in the state that hadn't been won in years. And, I mean, he beat some pretty established candidates, but he was the head of the company that was counting
yep.
his votes.
Yeah, something wrong with that.
And a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
To this day, a lot of people still don't know that about Chuck Hagel.
In fact, I found, you can go to blackboxvoting.com and you can find
yes.
the chapters broken
yes.
down.
Yes.
But you can go to our CIA website and find the whole book in one PDF. It's a great book. Everybody ought to look at it. One more thing I wanted to say about our executive branch, and that is that they did exactly what Obama wanted them to do with the plandemic. Use the COVID pandemic as an excuse to sign off on widespread, unsupervised, no excuse, no chain of custody, mail-in and drop-box voting, which further corrupted our already corrupt elections. Somebody needs to run these three out on a rail. They're just clowns. And the last thing that I will say, because, 20 seconds, wonderful. Why all this fraud? I'm going to throw a bucket of cold water in your face here. Omaha is not only home to the super secret black box vote counting company, but it's also home to a huge, horrific pedophilia and child trafficking network. Go to if you don't believe me, go to franklinscandal.com. You won't be able to listen to much of Franklin Scandal, the book Franklin Scandal. I listened until I couldn't take it anymore, and all I wanted to do was cry. So you've got human trafficking, and we're talking children, and we've got drug trafficking, all of this out of Omaha. And so this is why they need to corrupt our elections. They need to elect weak people and corrupt people who will not investigate this stuff. So
thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Thank you for your passion as well.